runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker, crunch feeling got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fight. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to be a man. I used to be a punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Yeah. Here's a ticket. Move it.
That one kind of ends suddenly. I wasn't ready.
Neither was I.
Neither was I.
So you getting ready? I'm like, oh, I should get ready too.
Or were we just not ready because it was a groove and we were in the groove?
That could have been what it was.
We were invested in the grooviness. I don't know. Something.
It was a groovy track.
A little bit.
What
yeah.
a good vibe to it. So welcome. This
welcome.
Is Punks and Parkas on 101.5 UMFM.
Yes.
We've got Cap'n Dan.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, matey. We got Hunter Does Stuff.
Hi, that's
what
me.
That stuff is, we're still determining.
I just do stuff.
To be determined
just
at a later
stuff.
Date. And myself, Penny Lane.
Yay.
Another show, another week.
Yes.
It's been a crazy one.
It has been. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we got a show together, I mean, pat on our back. The fact that I contributed to the show.
Yes, you did. You did a good job, too.
I did. Pat on our backs. Yeah, yep. It's going to be a busy few weeks.
Pat.
Yeah, we move this yep. weekend.
This weekend, yes. It's going to be kooky.
It's going to be a little kooky. Going to be
just a little bit.
I think every move is like organized chaos.
Yeah.
That's like, just what moving is.
That is.
It's organized chaos.
Yeah. And hopefully this will be the last time for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. We're all like, I don't want to do this again. Moving during a pandemic was rough.
Yeah.
Finding a place during the pandemic was rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we found one.
This actually went pretty smooth.
Yeah. Finding the house went really smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I think we told Hunter, we're like, yeah, we're gonna start the process.
Yeah, we're gonna go looking, and then like,
and then he went to
the
his dad's
same day
for
you're
that
like,
week. And then,
oh yeah, we bought a house by
a house.
The way, and I'm like, oh,
that was kind of fast.
Interesting.
Sometimes when it's right,
that's what happens.
Correct. That's what happened with our apartment that we currently have, which you should go check out because we're doing something.
This is the stuff that is still yet to be determined.
Yeah.
You said it was easy to find the apartment. Do you forget all the apartments we looked
at? I didn't say it
at?
Was easy. I said it was just like, oh, we found the one and we thought
oh,
it was good.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. When
we looked at a lot, though.
Yeah, but when we knew, we knew.
Yes.
So, yeah, we are preoccupied with packing.
Yes.
Moving.
Sleeping.
Getting that rest in. Yeah, it's we got the keys, though.
Working.
Yep. So, as of tomorrow... I'm gonna be in there, and you guys are gonna come after school and work, and it's on like Donkey Kong.
Arr.
Yeah, but until then, we have to get through Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
Good show though.
It started out great.
Yeah, we started off with "There's No Satisfaction" by the Vampire Sound Incorporated, which is a loose cover of "Satisfaction" by the Stones.
I was gonna say it sounded like it.
Yeah,
but...
it's one of those like inspired by taking a. Page from ripping off, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And then we went into one of the most, I think, underrated punk bands that came out in the 70s, X-Ray Specs, Warrior in Woolsworth. I love that. And it's so funny because that song is not very punk soundy.
No.
Like, you're familiar with the song, Oh Bondage Up Yours?
I think so, yeah.
Same group.
Yeah.
And that song is like, she's freaking screaming it. Like, that is punk to the... You know, like you want a definition of punk, that's it. And then you get this one, which is a little like, I don't know, it's got like a surfer rock vibe almost. Yeah. But I love it. It's so good. And then finished it up with Pumpkin Pie, King Kongo, and the Pink Monkey Birds. We met a little pumpkin.
Yes.
So we tend to try and support... Winnipeg Pet Rescue when we buy pet food or supplies for Zach, because that's where we got Zach, and Winnipeg Pet Rescue is one of the only no-kill shelters in the city.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Guaranteed no-kill. I mean, a lot of places try not to, but anyway. So we like to go there and support them, and you guys should too, because they're a nonprofit, but We like going there because we can look at the pets.
That's right.
And we saw the cutest little black kitten. That's even more of a ham than the black kitten we had.
Oh, yeah. This one was, yeah.
Named Pumpkin. Yeah. Just flopping around, meowing, stretching, reaching, like. So if you're looking for a typical black cat, which we've now learned what a typical black cat is, go head on down to Winnipeg Pet Rescue and get Pumpkin.
They had a couple.
Oh, Pumpkin.
There was Pumpkin and there was Binks was there as well.
Binks.
Binks. Yeah. That's our cat's last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had that cute little white one that was trying to get my attention.
Yeah.
I was reaching out and like, hey.
And if you want puppies, they got puppies.
Oh, my God. The puppies right now at Winnipeg Pet Rescue. Yeah. So cute. So sweet, that one that you were having a conversation with.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty cute. So, not sponsored in any part by Winnipeg Pet Rescue, but, you know, they do need support every so often. And go get your pet food and your pet supplies there and go say hi to some cute kittens and take Pumpkin home.
Go get your pet, go get your supplies and your food.
Oh, my God, there. Pumpkin. If I didn't know what I know now about black cats, that cat would have come home with me. But I know. I now know a lot. Anyway, I think we should just go into some music.
Let's play some more music.
So this show, it's all kind of the Detroit based around two things, I think. First is like that Detroit sound in the 1990s, the 1990s 2000 garage rock revival sound. So you're talking about like the White Stripes and the Von Bondies and the Detroit Cobras, so that kind of sound. But also what was going on in the, it's weird how we did it because we have what was going on in the States, but we also are doing what was going on in the UK, which is the same kind of revival, but with people like my other boyfriend, Billy Childish,
<Yeah.
laughs> and Holly Golightly, and the Delmonas, and the Headcoaties, and that whole thing. So we're going to get like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. And we didn't plan it at all.
No, plus you throw some, I threw some punk in there too.
I know. It's a great show, guys. So buckle in. All right. We're going to kick it off with a classic being done by Les Sexarino, who I think are Canadian.
I don't know. Mm.
I'm going to have to double check that. I'm pretty sure they are. This is Oh Mom.
Oh Mom.
Teach me how to Uncle Willie.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Teach me now.
Teach me.
I'm like, I would teach you if I could, you know,
if
play
you
the
could
song.
Teach us yourself.
I'm going to teach you now. Right now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Now.
Yeah. Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. The planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
All right, welcome back. Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. This takes me back a few years when I used to do the show alone and talk to myself because there's nobody
I'm coming.
In. There's nobody here but me. I had like a weird sense of deja vu. I was like, oh yeah, that's what it was like to talk to myself. It's so much nicer to have people actually in the booth.
It is.
It's, yeah. I mean, I love doing the show solo. Because I think that's all I knew, really, until I started working on the other podcasts. And I was like, oh, so this is like to play off of a co-host and like have some banter and some communication. I'm like, yeah, I like that. And then you came along and I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
It works out well.
Co-host extraordinaire.
Right? Man, you stepped up, too.
Bam.
I'm telling you, a lot of times you guys would have gotten shit shows if it wasn't for this guy.
Yes.
No, you've allowed me to slack a little bit. It's nice. I mean, I've been doing this since 2005, so 16 years? 17?
17.
17 years. So, like, Jesus Christ, that's a long time. But I don't want to say I get tired of it, but you get a little like, oh, you know, I gotta do this again. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But after 17 years, that creeps in every so often. So it's nice that you came around just the right time.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of putting the, you know, putting the cap on this and calling it a day. I was, seriously. Because I always said to myself, like, the day that this show felt like work was the day I was going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's a volunteer. I don't get paid.
No.
You know, I do this because I love music and I love sharing music and I love doing this. Like, this is, but when does love become a habit, right?
Yeah.
And I felt like it's just a habit. And I was starting to, you know, have weeks where I'd be like, I should throw in the towel. And then, no, why would I throw in the towel? This is amazing. And then I should throw in the towel. But you've definitely revitalized my love for doing the show. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we may have some interesting news about the show expanding, actually. Yeah. Soon. Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little station
that
our friend Marty is currently on. I guess I could kind of talk to it a little bit. It's in the works. So there's a great radio station called The Face. Back in the day, when I used to do We Are the Mods, Curtis Power, who from New York, was doing his show called The Face Radio, and he's really taken that and ran with it and started a radio station there. Here and in London, he's got, like, legit. He's legit made this a great thing. And they're expanding their show catalog. And we're being scouted.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Don't because it's a big secret.
It is.
But you can catch Marty on the Face Radio now. So yeah. Three cheers for Mom Marty, and we might be coming to a Face Radio near you soon.
Yeah.
Big things in the works.
Does that mean we have to step up our game?
Fuck, we might. No more like this week. Crap, Daniel, are we doing a show tomorrow? Yeah, okay, I started. There's three songs. Go. No, I had more than three.
Yes, you
did. I had more. Speaking of, so we started this set off with Les Sexarena, who I did confirm is from Montreal.
Yep.
Yeah. Something in the back of my head was like, I'm pretty sure that was the one that was from Canada. Anyway, the song was a cover of Oh Mom, Teach Me How to Uncle Willie. After that was The Milkshakes, who's one of the early iterations of Billy Childish's many vast... I swear, that guy's family tree of music is like the biggest frickin' tree.
It sounds like he's expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, and he's the type of person that just pumps it out, right? Like, I was trying to think of another artist to compare it to where they just... Jack White is really the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Who's kind of the same way where he's got, you know, he does a solo thing, but then he's got all these offshoots of different bands and projects. And that's kind of how Billy Childish was and is, right? Like, he's still coming out. It's almost like every couple of albums, he reinvents his band and changes the name. I'm fine with it. I love it. But that was the Milkshakes, not the Milkshakes the with milkshake. For She. The Delmonas with the Peter Gunn Locomotion. The Delmonas have ties of sorts to Billy Childish and that whole thing. I believe some of the members of the Delmonas moved on to form the Headcoatees, who were an all-female cover band version of the Headcoats, which was a Billy Childish band. I may have gotten that wrong, but anyway, and then we played the Headcoats with Punk Rock is Niche Tot, which I just learned means not dead.
Yep.
I had to try. I'm like, positive that's German, but what is he saying? He's saying punk rock's not dead. And then finish that off, we nicely, like, I was surprised you put Holly right there, because I'm like, you nicely bookended the Billy Childish love fest with Holly Golightly, yep, who was also in the Headcoatees and did I think she did an album actually with Billy Childish, the two of them. But anyway, that's time will tell. Funny story, Holly Golightly also recorded with Jack White.
Oh
yeah. They did a song together. It's true. I can't remember what album it's on. Elephant? I'll have to double check my things. I have to fact check.
Fact.
Fact check. My brain is...
Yeah, you've been...
Yeah. You've been watching me deteriorate over the last week.
Because see, the thing is, when I go to work, I go to work.
You go to work?
I leave the house.
Yeah.
When you go to work, you just go to the living room and just
I
sit
know.
Amongst the walls of boxes.
And it's like every couple of days, the wall of boxes encloses me more, yeah, and more. And more. Like, I'm off work now until the move is over, which is funny. But I think the last day of work, I was like, I can't pack anymore because I can't move my desk chair.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been grating on me a little bit being... But there's a light at the end of the tunnel,
yes.
Which is helpful. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird how stressed I am.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. But it was funny. One of my coworkers was like, moving is one of the top three stressful things you can do.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I believe you. But I'm kind of keeping it together.
I think you're doing a good job.
I just want it done, babe.
Saturday.
Hey, if you're in Winnipeg and you're free and you like beer and pizza... Come
and
move
moving
some
boxes.
Come and help us move our 2,000 plus record collection, please.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot about those.
Yeah, because they're all in boxes.
Yeah.
I haven't, as my eye twitches. No. Yeah, so we're sorry that's all we're talking about, but that's what's encompassing our life right now.
Yes.
We haven't done much. We're gonna go see Rocky Horror next week.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe is next week. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we'll see that on Monday.
Yes, the 7th at the Park Theater. Sold out. They did two showings, and I believe they're both sold out. So
yeah,
you don't got tickets. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You missed out.
Kind of sucks.
Well, it sucks for you guys. Doesn't
right.
suck for us.
Nope.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that's been...
Tomorrow is First Fridays.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's the first Friday of the month. I don't... Is this a thing outside of Winnipeg? I assume it is.
I'm not sure. I know... All I know is Exchange District.
Yeah.
Head out there.
Yeah.
Go check some stuff. Sorry, I was sitting... I was adjusting myself in my seat.
I was watching him slowly slide down and you just punch yourself up. Yeah, so the first Friday of a month, we have a beautiful area in the city called the Exchange District. Yeah. It's where like a lot of our old buildings, you know, 19-something is old here, okay? that's where a lot of our older buildings are, some beautiful heritage buildings, a lot of cool little shops and galleries and stuff. But on first Fridays, they open up the doors, stay a little later. It's just to encourage some pedestrian traffic and music, DJs and stuff. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not sure if it's a thing elsewhere. I think it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But, yeah, so if you're in Winnipeg and you're, you know, the weather's supposed to be beautiful for this week. It's already starting to get cold, but, I mean, it was 18 yesterday.
Yeah, that's insane.
So it might be your last few days to kind of get out before you got to start bundling up. So head on down to the Exchange. Check out First Fridays. I think Bodega Boogie is going on at Cordova. Cordova, is that how you say?
Cordova's Capas.
Beautiful little place. Good food.
Albert has a pop-up market in the atrium.
Oh, that would be cool. Yep. Good old Adam. So funny. A friend of mine posted, she's like, just an update. The Albert still stinks. So if you know, you know, right?
Yeah.
Albert just has a... Albert is Winnipeg's, like, CBGBs, I think. It's, you can try and class up, but it's like putting lipstick on a pig, right?
Yeah, it's still a pig.
It's still a pig. But we love that pig. Yeah. I love that pig. So anyway, maybe I should stop talking. Play some music. We're going to get into a little bit more. We're now coming back to this side of the Atlantic. Atlantic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like looking at the map in my head. Yeah, Atlantic. So we're going to play some King Kong and the BBQ show. We're going to do some Detroit Cobras, Black Rebel Motorcycle, a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah. We've got the Dead Kennedys in there too.
Oh, you did. You did. Yeah. And it made me wonder, are you slowly trying to sneak in the Christmassy holiday type stuff? Is that why you put it in there? Because I always think of that song. I'm like, holiday, Christmas. No.
It's because they're the drummer, D.H. I had his name here for a second. D.H. Pellegro?
Yeah.
Passed away this past week, so they lost their drummer. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, sad. So a little tribute.
A little tribute to the Dead Kennedys there.
All right. So we're going to start off with King Kong and the Barbecue Show. Don't, but treat me like a dog.
Yeah.
Hey, little girl, you know I love you so. Don't you know, you gotta take me for a long walk, or stay close by my side, 'cause I can really play dead little girl until the day that I die. Oh,
cha-cha twist. Uh-huh. Oh, now, holy, holy golden. Slap and mess in two. Uh-huh. When you do the twist to a beat like this, you can cha-cha with your baby, too.
Yeah.
everybody. We are out.
We are.
Going out on the lives.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
See you guys.